What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
All right, we have a full house. I love when the football announcers are like to your on the left on your radio, to the right. I have Dom Amore for the Hartford Courant, obviously longtime columnist. Jim Calhoun, Hall of Fame coach from the University of Connecticut and the University of St. Joseph, and Northeastern, Dedham High. Was it East Lyme?
Old Lyme.
Yeah, I get the Limes all crossed up. And there was one more in Connecticut, right? There was two in Connecticut. Is there two in Connecticut? Mm-hmm. Just Old Lyme?
Westport, Mass.
Oh, yeah. Westport, Mass.
Oh, that was Matt. And then to Dedham, and then to Northeastern, and then to UConn, and then to retirement, then to St. Joseph. And we're with President Rona Free from the University of St. Joseph. We're here to talk about the book More Than a Game, which is coming out. I think you can pre-order. It's coming out in the fall. First of all, Dom, thank you. How are you?
Very good. And you can pre-order it on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble's website, or on Woodhull Press, that's our Connecticut-based publisher that's putting it out. You can pre-order it right now, and you'll get it. You'll get the first ones off the presses, hopefully within a few weeks.
I've read a ton of it. I haven't got through every page. I found myself a little emotional about some things. You showing some vulnerability, and I also hearing from your sons. All of it was just really, really good stuff, and we'll get into detail. But President Free has a meeting. And she's not here for long, and she came in because I thought it's important before we get to the bones of the book. We're here the whole hour. I was so taken by you doing what you did at the University of St. Joseph, and I don't think enough people know about it. So I thank you for coming, President Free. What I want to know is, where was the genesis of this? It came from you? Did it come from him? Did it come from some meeting? Did you wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat? Like, I don't understand how you got a Hall of Fame coach who's won national titles to come out of retirement to come to a school that was previously all female, that really didn't have much of an athletic department for men, and you did this.
Yeah. Well, first of all, call me Rona. But yeah, I mean, it was a stroke of luck, really. We decided we were going to become a coeducational institution. And I realized that we needed to do something to get people to notice that. And I talked to people who said, you know, athletics is big in Connecticut. Yep. Basketball is really big in Connecticut. So I thought, how do we use that to get people to notice that we became coeducational? And our athletic director at the time, Bill Cardarelli, said, I know Jim Calhoun. Maybe he knows some of his old players who'd be interested in coaching. So we invited him to come for a meeting. He came to a meeting with Skip Jengris, our board chair at the time. And as you probably know, with talking to Coach Calhoun, conversations with him don't usually follow a straight path. That was definitely the case. I thought we'd go in and we'd have this meeting. I'd ask some questions. He'd answer some questions. After an hour, I realized we had no idea about players who could potentially be coaches. But he talked with such passion and such commitment about all his players. You know, like some of the chapters in the book where you learn about how he took a risk on players, and he's got to be the best judge of character I think I've ever met. So the meeting was over. I thought, well, we didn't really accomplish all that much, but great guy. We had a wonderful time. And then he called Bill a couple days later and said, you know, this might be something I'd like to do myself. So we thought, seize that opportunity, and it worked out, you know, 100 times better than we might even have
hoped. Are you kidding me? I mean, first of all, it's hard to get males in schools now. We know that girls are applying to colleges 60-40%, and the way to get boys to your school is through athletics in many ways. And so let's just go parallel universe. You go to that meeting, you come out of that meeting. Had you met Rona? Didn't you know anything about what's going on? Like, talk about it.
I had seen a picture of her, and that was as close as I have. And then when she brought me over with Skip Gingras, who was head of our board of trustees, he said to me, "Coach, I want you to know one thing." And Rona basically said to me, "I don't know anything about what you're doing. Just make sure you obey the rules, and I'll support you." And that was one of the great things. I'll support you. Skip said, "You can not only change the athletic department as it is, but you can change the university. We need a pop right now. In this day and age, we need a pop, and you could really, really make a difference here."
So were you in that meeting thinking, I'm gonna do this?
Well, I was thinking of it until I told my wife, and I think there was a red stop sign, and she said, "You really do miss it, don't you?" I said, "My hands don't get sweaty anymore during games, and that's a tough, tough thing. And I like the passion." And my kids at St. Joe's, and Ronan knows this very well, they live in my office, Johnny speaking, and I attached to a Sam Majak who's in the book and now going to be a neurologist and a dentist after another 6 years, been doing incredible things. Is close to me as a wedding I'm going to, as I indicated before, and that's to see Kimber Walker get married. And players are players. Players want to win, and the kids, and I missed it so much I didn't realize how much. Even though I had done ESPN for 5 years, that's a game. I had no skin in the game. I guess that's the way to say it. And I decided I'd take a chance. My wife was reluctant, as she well should be. You know, I've kind of given you 45 years to do this thing, and it was the best thing I ever did because it rejuvenated me in many, many ways. The kids at Division III want to win just as bad as kids at Division I. They have some of the same problems, and I felt I could really help the school and certainly help the kids.
You realize how, like, so unique that whole dynamic was, and what was your reaction when he said I wanted to do it myself?
Yeah, well, I mean, I realized we were incredibly lucky, and that when something like this falls in your lap, you take advantage of it. But he, you know, the second conversation, he made things really clear. He said, sports is the front porch of your university. It's what's going to get people in, and then they're going to see the whole house. They're going to see everything you do. And I think that's been really true. It's brought a lot of people to campus who wouldn't have been before. Like, even this month, we have the Pro-Am tournament on campus. It's bringing a ton of people to campus who would have never come before, hopefully with families who have kids who say, St. Joe's, I could go here to college. So he was pretty clear about that. And then also he said to me right away, we're going to need a bigger building. It was really Dom who had the best line about that.
My most quoted line, Rona brings it up every press conference. Is that,
it's like from Jaws,
right,
type thing.
Right, yeah.
We're going to need a bigger boat. that's phenomenal. And what has been, you know, now it's a couple of years removed. The team is still winning 20 games and doing well. I mean, when you reflect on this, you know, it's less than a decade, but what has been, and I know he's right here and so on and so forth, and we're not trying to totally blow smoke here, but what has been the overall impact?
Yeah, so, you know, when he came, it was pretty clear we were going to have to have a high bar for recruiting players, for facilities, for the way we ran basketball. And so I think that's affected the whole university. We really raised the bar, raised the expectations for everything. Everything has to be done at a higher level with a little more intensity than we were used to doing it. And I think that has spread through the whole university academically in terms of, you know, student life. We had one before basketball, before coeducation, we had two residence halls that were empty. Now we are leasing space downtown in apartment buildings because we have so many students who want to live on campus. It's just raised the level of activity and our expectations for everything. And I think, you know, really stemmed from that if you want to have a successful basketball program, these are the things you have to do.
Yeah.
And you can do them through persistence and creativity. So I think that's affected the whole place in a positive way, really positive.
Well, I think it's part of your – we got to take a quick break to check traffic here, but – you know, the story that Hurley tells about, you know, he was pretty, he had buyer's remorse and he came into your office and you're like, listen, get with your staff, figure out what you need, go to Benedict, get what you need and get the work done. And I mean, that basically is like, you were very clear about what you needed to succeed and then you take care of your end if she takes care.
There were some other words involved too. Basically,
we do have our dump button ready,
yeah,
coach.
And I said very simply, stop being a baby. You got a great place that's got great tradition. You got good people behind you, and make sure do something with it. Do something with it, and he certainly has.
I think that's a tough spot to come in. I think that, you know, to have Calhoun down the hall when you're trying to do this and be your own person, and I think that he has handled it quite well. And I think for both of you, it's been, from what I can see from the distance I'm at, it's been phenomenal. We'll get into goat talks and all that other stuff. All right, let's bring back in Dom and Coach Calhoun and talk about the book, More Than a Game. My first question is going to be, why do it? Then I'm going to ask you how Dom got involved. I mean, you've written a couple books. I mean, it's funny because you grew up in Boston and you wrote the one back in 99 with Lee Montfil, who I just...
The best.
He's that sports section, no offense, Dom... When you had Shaughnessy, Ryan, Montville, DuPont, Gammons, I mean, it was unbleeping believable. And Montville might have been the best of them. And why do another book?
Well, the idea is like a guy, a friend of mine from UConn, had bought a book where a guy took an old baseball cards, found 15 guys, and then look at them. What are they doing today?
That's cool.
Yeah, and so I thought we could do the same thing because it's more than a game, as the title would indicate. And it's really a great deal more about the lives of the kids. I mean, people, Kimball Walker, as we said, I'm going to his wedding. Well, Kimball Walker was cut in the first two teams he went out to at high school. He had adversity. We lost a student manager that was a very difficult medical situation. I can give you a lot of things. And I want people to see inside the culture. Yeah. And it's one of the few times that emotionally doing some of these things. And, you know, the great thing about Dom, A, he's very talented, number one. Number two, he's got a great way of interviewing. And he's saying in this what the kids wouldn't necessarily say to me. Karan says, yeah, pops, as he calls me. And I love you. Just sent me a note yesterday. Mm-hmm. But... they talked to Dom kind of about the experience, the culture at UConn, which we see today flourishing like crazy, one of the best, certainly, basketball programs in the country, along with our women's, obviously. But I think people need to read that, but I think kids need to read that. It's not set up like you think it is, or it looks like with the nice uniforms, 15,000 people packed, no tickets and all that stuff. It's not quite as simple as that.
Well, we give kids – I have two boys, only one and a daughter, and only one of the three is an athlete. But we give kids an out sometimes too easy. And I've been a bad parent in the sense I don't know how to – like you maybe with your kids, you just led by example. I have a son who's really talented in lacrosse and football, and he wants to do something fun instead of doing this. And I was like, I can't – we don't live in a culture where I can make him do it, so I can't make him do it, and I want him to have the fire himself, but we give them off-ramps too easy, and I think what you see with someone like, whether it's Rip Hamilton or Kemba or what have you, like, kids didn't quit. They didn't quit, and that's the kind of kid you wanted. But how did you, Dom, how did you guys get together?
Well, Jim called me and asked me if I would be interested in doing it.
And you're like, oh, I'm kind of busy.
Yeah, and...
Let me interject one second. He was recommended by Lee Montfield. Lee Montfield
really?
Went to the same high school.
That's right.
And
really?
He said, by the way, you got a guy at the Current who's really talented. And I always loved his work. I thought he had great insight. And so I called Dom and said, hey, Dom, what are you doing today?
Yeah.
I said, I could take a couple of years and write a book.
Yeah, no, Lee and I both went to Notre Dame High School in West Haven.
I didn't know Montville was from Connecticut.
Yeah, he's from New Haven. But Jim, called me. And the one thing that I had told Jim, because like you, I was saying, why do another book? He's done two. And I said, the reason to do a book is you have a story that you want to tell that you haven't told yet.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reason for Jim Calhoun to do a book in 2025. You know, he's never going to be forgotten. He never has to worry about that. but he had a story that he wanted to tell.
Yeah.
And, you know, he gave me the book called The Wax Pack.
Which is great. Again, yeah. They took a baseball pack.
Right.
That's the wax paper. And
where are they now?
Yeah. It's such a great concept.
Yeah. And what we did here was we just kind of turned that on its side. And it was Jim's relationship with each of these 15 or so players.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some were non-players. But
how did you... Had you written a book?
I wrote the Yankees history book.
Yeah.
I also wrote a book about Hideki Matsui, but it was only in Japanese, not in...
Really? That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I'm fascinated by a whole bunch of things, and I focused on three players, and we have the rest of the hour, not all players, actually. Ben Gordon, Sam Majek from University of St. Joseph, and Mark Daniels... you know, he wrote the epilogue
afterward.
Or whatever. Yeah, afterward. Because he was a student manager and he's now the head coach of the NBA champs. And you said you're going to get a ring. You make sure you're going to. I mean, because that's your story, right? You get it. Anyone who wins a title who played for you or was in the program.
I think I have 9 and he'll make it 10. And that's kind of a prerequisite. If I push, yell, scream at you, then you owe me something. Huh? No, I'm pushing you towards greatness, but making sure I'm there for you. And that's my theory in life, is that my office is the place where 80% of what I talk about has nothing to do with basketball.
Yeah.
And I do think I had candy. I'm not because I have dentist friends who can make some money on these kids' teeth, but more importantly, you have to take a piece of candy every day when you come in. I say, by the way, you've been kind of in a lousy mood recently. What's going on? And I think that's – I don't coach plays. I have plenty of them. I coach people. And I wanted to see that side, and we try to reflect that the whole side many times is just a small conversation when someone's having problems at home, in school, with themselves. And I think that is the whole culture of our family. I got very, very upset if you – don't at least the mores, the culture, the behavior, the understanding that, you know, will I listen to you? Of course I will. Will I change? I won't change our standards, but I'll change maybe the way I implement those standards.
Well, I mean, I look at it as, and I'm just talking off the cuff, you're a circle of the wagons kind of guy. Everyone inside the circle is yours. Everyone outside is against. And as a member of the media, like, a part of me is like, should I ask him tough questions? I push code. I was like, I don't think I'm going to do that today. Because I think it's one of those things where I have no reason to in this context, but maybe if I were covering the team and you were coach, I don't know what it would be like, but there is that sort of us versus them. But what people don't get to see is what happens inside that circle of wagons, right? With you and there's two things, and we're going to take a break here and then we'll continue it. There's two things I was struck with. One is I was a Division III athlete, not a very good one, but the one thing that I've along the way of playing for coaches is that coaches who would bench people and then that they would create or not play someone a certain amount and then that person would fear that any mistake could end their career or whatever. The fact that you would bench someone and then put them back in or be ready, like that to me is like a nuance that people don't understand how important that kind of thing is, because the kid can know he screwed up and maybe he doesn't get certain minutes, but the fact that he's not going to suffer a career-ending thing by making a mistake means he can go out there and play without the fear of making a mistake, which means he can be the best he can be.
Yeah, and there are really no permanent suspensions or anything else, animosity, because you lost the game. No one lost. We lost the game. The other team beat us. That's what happened, okay?
But so, not a lot of coaches.
Well, I think that my relationship with my players allows me. So if you walk in my office, I said, how's class? You're going to school and all this stuff, and my favorite, Caron Butler, who now has his degree, would always say, of course I was. And I said, I know, but your teammate over here was sitting beside an empty chair today in class. And we get it worked out there. And my point being, I think the human side to understand that, as I said, I coach people. I don't coach plays. Plays, anybody can draw plays. Now, draw them up. A three-point shot for Ray Allen, genius.
Yeah, right. You know, I want to get more into, you know, what you learned from the experience, Dom, and I also want to talk a little bit about the specific players that I mentioned, and also what, and think about this, what life would be like if NIL and all the stuff was in place in 1990, you know, and how would the Jim Calhoun era have been different? I don't know if it would have been different, but how would it have been? So you got to meet Tommy.
The man.
He was so disappointed that Coach Calhoun, because Tommy comes at 8:30 and we get our breakfast. And obviously we told him that Coach Calhoun was going to be here. And then Coach stayed in studio and Tommy's like, oh, and he was, just come in real quick. We'll say hello. And he came in. It was like Tommy was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
He was like an 8 year old in front of him.
Well, we got to make sure we get him a signed book when he
leaves. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You'd go bananas. The book is more than a game. You can pre-order it now on Amazon. Dom Amore and Jim Calhoun co-writing it. And it's really through stories of mostly former players, their story of how they got to UConn and then where they are now and so on and so forth. And you know, you talked about how they spoke to Dom in ways they wouldn't speak to you. Was that sort of the template that you pick the players or the people you're going to deal with? You talk to him, Calhoun, about it, and then you go to the person.
Right. And then I would go back to Jim. You know, usually they would bring out a few anecdotes that Jim didn't remember. And so I would jog his memory with their anecdotes and get his side of that, because it had to be in Jim's voice. It wasn't going to be in my voice. I did quote players.
Yep.
We did quote players, and some, you know, we had a quote from each player at the beginning of the chapters, but it was going to be in Jim's voice. So basically, I would talk to Jim for maybe an hour or so.
I didn't see a lot of swears in the book.
And then go back.
No,
we edited them out.
Some of those things had to be edited out because they were actually trying to be a reflection of their coach and try to make strong adjective, descriptive adjective, adverbs, and other things we use in practice occasionally.
How did you decide on who to put in it?
Difficult as heck. You and I were talking about Emeka, but I hate to say it, but Emeka was like a perfect child. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't make mistakes. And one of the things about the book, I want kids to read this. And some people,
it's readable, like my teens could read it.
Yeah. And get an idea. You know, you see him, Kimber, you see some of these players, it all wasn't quite what it appeared to be. It became what it should be, but it didn't start that way. When Kimber was cut, he was out shooting in a housing project in the Bronx with snow coming down, not on the team. So how do you evolve from that? Well, I saw him early. He became a very good player. And by the time he became national, I had already had him in the sense, he said, you're my dream school. And that made things a lot easier.
I want to ask that question. It's not necessarily, by the way, it reminded me reading this, Dom, I'm reading Dan Shaughnessy's book from like 2007 where he chronicles his son as a senior in high school. And you're in the book, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he talks about, you know, the folks from the Boston area, the legends of basketball, because he, you know, in terms of Boston sports lore, and you were mentioned at least once in the book, actually. But I, you know, when there was a sentimental element to it, and every person, you know, had a story. And I was really struck by how some of the players sort of, it was tough for them when they were there. It took time for them to reflect on it maybe and see some of the stuff that you might have seen and so on and so forth. Give me a sense of like other players that you were, that sort of left and maybe they didn't quite get it and then came back later and they got it. Can you give me some insight on that?
Yeah, just a kid. He's not in the book, but a kid named Eddie Griffin from Waltham. And Eddie played for me at Northeastern. And by the time he was a senior, there was a tough kid for us to get with, and he hung with him. So he kind of went through. He'd been with the other coach. So I had him early in my career and his career. 25 years later, he shows up at my office at UConn. And first thing he says, I'm sorry, I was a jerk. And he starts talking about, I never realized, because I'm coaching now, what you were trying to get out of me and how much you cared about me. You wouldn't have spent that time unless you did that. And you never gave up on me. And I'm back here 25 years later to tell you that. That's one small story. But, and it's not always perfect. Life isn't. And I'm, once again, the best expression Ray Allen ever had. Coach, you're the best coach you ever had. Well, thank you, Ray. But you're an acquired taste.
Well, I mean, when were you self-aware? Because what the common theme is that what looked like harshness on the outside, people didn't see your office or, you know, the story about you getting the Holy Cross job for Daniel is, incredible. When did you become aware that you cared for the kids that way, or were you always like that?
Well, my dad died at 15, and guy told me on the baseball field, Jim Calhoun, get home, your dad's dead. So I ran home about a mile and a half, and then hugged my mother. Half an hour later, Fred Hergert, my high school coach, was there. And he was very tough on me. He was a Korean War veteran, and he just, who had always been very tough on me basketball-wise, that time he said, I'll be here for you. And while I worked as a stonecutter for 2 years, which kind of gave me a little bit of edge, I guess.
Yeah. You know, pun intended.
I don't belong here, the kind of thing. And so when people came and helped me, I felt a responsibility. Matter of fact, my wife said in a session to help others. When I'm in position, I think it's my responsibility. If you play for me, you've changed my entire life.
But there's a line there, right? It's hard sometimes.
It's very difficult. But you know, consistency and action are the two things. Words are great. And my words I choose. I take Jake Voskel, terrific player for us. Jake never averaged 9 years in the league, but never averaged double figures in college. And the key is, I would take something like Jake did. He set screens, okay, to hurt people. And I'm with Michael Jordan playing golf. True story. And Michael said, "Didn't you coach that Fosco kid? He was dirty on his screens." I said, "Thank God he's well taught." And my point being was simply, and to praise kids in front of their teammates. I always pick someone out who seemed to be downtrodden to bring him up. So I had the ability because I, you know, I read quite a bit, but I think I read players as well as anything I possibly can because I work at it. I want to see what makes this person tick that's going to make him better and us better.
I have so many questions, and time is of the essence. Again, the book is More Than a Game. You can pre-order it on Amazon. It's officially out on October 7th. And I've really enjoyed it. Dom Amore and Jim Calhoun co-wrote it. You know, Dom, you know, you've been covering a lot for a long time. What surprised you in this process in terms of like whether it's an anecdote or a person or just something about Coach Calhoun?
Well, you know, nothing really surprised me because I had gotten to know him well enough over the years to kind of know why this book would be relevant and why it would be important to do. And I think Jim has alluded to it. I've always said that Jim Calhoun could pick a sport he knows nothing about, you know, soccer, lacrosse, whatever, and maybe does know about those things, but read a book cover to cover and then go out the next day and start coaching it and win and be successful, make players better, because he coaches people, not basketball.
And that's not just a tagline, obviously. I mean, no. The St. Joseph thing is kind of proof in the pudding there.
Exactly. And so that's why I thought it would be relevant. And, you know, it's amazing in even today, the one thing that's happened since I've done the book is how often I stumble on those same themes when I talk to other coaches at different various levels. I wrote about the Manchester High basketball coach when they won their first title since 1938. Talked about the South Windsor baseball coach when they won their first title in many, many years. And it's amazing how you hear a lot of those same themes that worked for Jim, not only at UConn, but even going all the way back to Dedham High School.
Yeah, I thought about it. You know, when Jim Harbaugh took over Stanford and then did it the same thing with the 49ers, I became obsessed. How can you take essentially the same room, switch leadership, and turn a loser into a winner? And I don't think you can put it in a book.
I'll interject here just for a second. You can't lead somebody you don't know. Your job is to find out what makes that person tick. And I give you a quick story. Reggie Lewis, God rest his soul, coached at Northeastern. He's averaging 22 as a freshman. He's pretty good. Never started a high school game, by the way. Played with Muggsy Bogues and Dunbar Company. Anyways, he walks up to me one day and says, "Coach," in a very quiet voice, "can you not yell at me in front of the fellas?" His teammates. I said, "Reg, man, it's the way I breathe. You didn't know that." By the way, I didn't yell at Reggie all that much after that. He didn't give me great reasons. But it made me aware that he's such a sensitive kid who happened to be a great player, all-star for the Celtics. He's on Tommy Def at 27. He was captain of the Celtics, yet never starting a high school game. And so by finding out what kind of made Reggie tick, that he was a beautiful kid, a sweet kid, but shy.
Yeah, but the fact that you, and I'm not just blowing smoke because I've been around athletics my whole life, the fact that you pivoted for him a little bit is important. We're back here with Jim Calhoun and Dom Amore. The book is More Than a Game, coming out in the fall. You can pre-order on Amazon. I got my hands on an advanced copy, and it's been fantastic. Let's quickly go through a couple quick things in the book, and then I want to ask you a question about the current state of affairs. I flagged Ben Gordon, Sam Magic, and Mark Dagnall. How do you say his name?
Dagnall.
I mean, it's just, because sometimes you Frenchify it, but then they Americanify a French name. I never know what to do. In the interest of time, this kid was a student manager. There's a great anecdote. I don't want to give it away in the book about he was basically, George Blaney was an assistant, and he was more attached to Blaney, and he knew he wanted to be a coach. So they worked with him. He didn't have a lot of interaction with you until he did something, and then he was sort of in with you. But I don't want to tell the story on the trip to New York, but I do want – I was struck by He never played a single second of college basketball, and he gets a Division I job out of college as a team manager. Did you have any idea? Because what he wrote in your book is phenomenal. And do you have any idea what could have been a future for him? And he would say, "You did," because when it happened, you said it. But
well, I believed in him initially, and I didn't know him. I try not. We have 20, 30, 40 kids come up for managers. And the top four or five get tickets, the top two get full scholarships, so it's a big deal. But I think I started to notice Mark was ahead of the posse. He knew. He had a feel. He knew when to shut up, knew when to try to help, and pretty soon he grew on me. So I started to have him by his sophomore year work with some of the players in the summer. We couldn't at that time.
Yeah.
And very simply, I saw some uniqueness. I once asked him, what's the first thing you remember about our team? This is now his junior year. And he said,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
There was a lot of four-letter words thrown around and chaos because everybody was yelling and screaming. And then I realized that you did the common uncommonly well. And it was always a repetition from a different viewpoint. But what you did to perfection. And he said, that's what I took into the NBA.
And now, again, if you don't know Mark Daigneault, he's the head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder, won Coach of the Year, what, 2 years ago?
Yep.
And then just won the NBA
the world championship
title. Mm-hmm. I mean, which is, and from a student manager, and, you know, how hard was it to get him that job at Holy Cross?
Well, getting to Holy Cross is a little bit easier. Ralph Willard was there, George was a graduate, and then he got a job with Billy Donovan, who I know through basketball. We all know each other through basketball. He went to Billy Donovan. He actually went to the G League. Sam Presti, the general manager of the Thunder, saw him, gave him a job in the G League. Billy went 2 years later to coach in the NBA. But Mark was incredibly bright. You can tell by his writing. He's a brilliant kid, and he really, when I say really wanted it. You know, I called. He called me 8 hours, 9 hours after the championship, and I said, "You must be king now." He said, "Coach, I've got a 2-year-old and 3 years old. They don't care about anything about being king. They want their lunch."
Did you get to interact with Coach at all, you know, in that process in terms of, like, did you edit his stuff too? Like,
yeah, no, it was all done the same way. You know, Mark and I had about a 40-minute phone conversation, and he, you know, ran through it. Then I transcribed it, connected the dots, and sent it back to him to review it. And he did actively edit my interpretations of it. He made his own changes and sent that back to me, and that's what appears in the book.
I'm amazed that a guy like that has the kind of command.
Yeah.
Because you can't just, you walk in a room with NBA guys, you have to have command. And it's just really incredible.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, when he became the G League coach, and I just felt like, okay, they're developing young players. It's like being a minor league manager. You know, this is probably, it's amazing that he's gotten this far, but this is probably where it's going to be. Then he gets the job at the NBA level, and I figured, well, he's going to develop these young players he's been coaching, but, you know, as soon as they're ready to win, they're going to go get an experienced coach. But they stuck with him through two losing seasons, and again, to do what he's done is beyond remarkable.
Well, his book has got to be coming out soon.
I wouldn't mind getting a piece of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, the thing he has going for him, he was a 3.8 student. He's incredibly bright. And he's aware. Being aware is a great thing. It's almost like a coach. If you're not aware of a problem that you or me who on the court has, that's because you're being blind on something that you should be paying attention to. It's more important, the psyche of a player, than sometime. If he's at the court at UConn, he's good. So I'm not worried about that part. The part is, how do we get the most out of this guy? By finding out what's bothered him, what's not bothered him. Yeah. Mark was able to see what I was doing because I statement I make to them. Remember, for 2 hours a day, I'm going to kick your ass. And for 22, I got your back. And I say that to kids. And when they complain about minutes, they say, "Coach, I only got 2 minutes last night. Something's wrong." I said, "Geez, we had 136 practices. Those are all auditions." And my eyes were open when I saw the practice.
Coach Jim Calhoun and Don Memorial joining me here talking about his book, More Than a Game. We're talking more than just the book, too. In the interest of time, I want to ask you a couple quick questions about the state of the game. Do you think you'd succeed in any era? Do you think that you would like this NIL pay the players directly era?
Well, I hate it, number one. I don't like the idea of it. I think there's better ways to do things. I was asked by the NCAA to come in a board meeting 8 or 9 years ago, and they were being sued by, as you know, hundreds and hundreds of players, and I forget how many billions it's going to cost them. And I said, why don't you do this? Take some TV revenue, say 20 a year. Every kid gets the same. You stay 2 years, you get 30 the next year, and grow the revenue.
Yep.
Well, obviously that didn't work, and now they're having the fights, and they will, according to coaches I talk to. A lot call me and so on, because I still have a lot of friends in the business, that the animosity where you're getting, you know, 300,000 and the kid who's leading scorer is getting 200,000.
It's going to be real.
It's going to be real. Yeah. And this is the difficulty. Secondly, if I want to watch a G League game, I'll go see one. Yeah. I don't need to watch college basketball. I'll use a funny thing, but my dad used to take me when he was alive to the Harvard-Yale game, that rivalry, UMass and UConn, Holy Cross and BC. Names with that rivalry, you could taste it when you walked in the gym. It was wonderful. And I don't know if we're going to have that as much anymore, or is this a place where nothing more than a tryout for the NBA?
Yeah.
I don't like that part of it. And I think, I don't know this for a fact, will money dominate more than the influence of a really good coach and really good system?
And it's already seen the death of the mid-major, really, too. So, I mean, I don't like it either, but it's, I don't think it's just because I'm older. I think it's because the NCAA killed itself because it didn't see the problem early enough, or didn't address it early enough, because if they got ahead of O'Bannon and they did revenue sharing, we might not ever have this problem in the first place.
Remember, they were the people that said you could have bagels but not cream cheese on the top. When that kind of stuff starts happening because they acted like a Gestapo type of thing,
yes,
where they were going to be mandate, you know, 93% of the cases they bring before the NCAA always get affirmative that there's some kind of guilt. It's over nothing. It's over a phone call. And today you're giving millions of dollars to kids. It is so difficult for me. It doesn't mean I'm going to leave the game. I love the game. I love the kids. I'll be over at Danny's practice, I think, probably this afternoon. But my point being is that I don't want to see it. I want kids to have to work for things. You know,
if they don't have a good – they just transfer. I mean, I talk to coaches all the time, talk to Penders and UConn. He's like, if I get a kid who does great, then he wants to go to Vanderbilt. If I get a kid who doesn't play a lot, then he wants to go somewhere to play. I mean, you can't win. And we got to run, Coach. I first of all, congratulations on the book, Dom and Coach Calhoun. It is a great read, and I've really enjoyed it. It's called More Than a Game. I have a page full of questions left. I wish I had more time, but that's the nature of the beast. But thank you for giving us some of your time.
Well, I appreciate it. And this is the quickest hour I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
And that's a compliment.
All right. And just remember, go on Amazon and pre-order it. That's the best way to get it. And you'll get it. You'll get the first ones off the press.
Well, I'm going to buy two copies. I'm going to buy one for me and one for Tommy for you to sign. Mm-hmm. And have a great day, guys. And we'll talk about it again in October.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Once we get out, we can revisit and see how it's going. Yeah.
Okay. I think that's Coach saying he'll come back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.